You've already talked about going to OU, and you described that. So then it was in 1943 and 44 when you actually went to the University of Texas,
right?
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then your major then was education.
Yeah, elementary education. And I later served on the board of the education school at the university.
The University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a career that most young women would go into?
I had a sorority sister who was a journalism major and was very active in the political scene and in politics in Austin. There were, you know, a lot of other different avenues that women took.
Your parents, they did not have much education?
No, they were more or less self-educated.
From 8 and 12 when they came here, they may not have had much education.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
For them to be able to send you three daughters to college, and here you are graduating, how proud they must have been.
It was exciting for them. My sister, Hannah Davis, graduated from the University of Oklahoma. And my sister, Sarah Herman, the one who lived in Fort Worth after she married, just lacked a few hours graduating, but she got married and she never finished. She just lacked such a short time. She later on was very sorry that she didn't go ahead and finish those hours.
It's an MRS degree, I guess
we
call that.
No, her husband's name was Abe Herman. And she said she got her A.B. instead of her B.A.
Somewhere in here, you met a young man.
Yeah. Jack Zero.
That was then at the University of Texas.
Right. When I graduated high school, Texas only had 11 grades. Oklahoma had 12. So he was a year behind me. He was waiting to be drafted and didn't re-enroll in school. So he wasn't called, and time was going on. So he decided, well, he'd enroll, and if he got drafted, he'd leave. OU was just on a two-semester tie, and the second semester had already started. I think he tried the Colorado School of Mines and several others. He wanted petroleum engineering. Then he decided he'd try the University of Texas, and we were on a tri-semester program, so they just started the second semester, and then he came down to Austin.
Do you recall the moment you first laid eyes on him?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was nearly noontime, and my cousin, who was my roommate, and I were up at the Hillel. That's why Hillel has always held a warm spot in my heart. The Hillel was up over a drugstore on the drag at the University of Texas. It was just a small area. We would say we would walk upstairs backwards so people would think we were coming out instead of going in. But we walked in, and there were not too many people there, but we see these three young men. There was a real blonde-headed guy and this good-looking black-haired fella and another fella. They had just pledged to one of the Jewish fraternities. So it was about lunchtime, and my cousin, who was my roommate, had just gotten a new car. Cars were very hard to get, and she had a gray Plymouth convertible with red leather upholstery. She asked the fellas if they'd like a ride back to the fraternity house. She'd drop them off. So they did. We dropped them off at the house, and we went on back. And then I mentioned to the girls, I said, golly, the Phi Sigs have pledged these three guys. And there's a black-haired one that's the best-looking thing I've ever seen. So about maybe a week later, I got a phone call, and he asked me out. I thought he'd made a mistake because my cousin was the one that had that gorgeous car. So after I accepted, I thought, what if he comes here? And he really met Rosemary and not me. Anyway, that was the beginning. And we dated some that year. And then the next year, I was a senior. And we started dating a little more, and then we pretty much dated fairly steady the last part of my senior year. Then I graduated, and he had another year to go on to school. And in those days, you didn't get married when you were in school. You waited till after you were out of school. I would go down to Austin. I did some substitute teaching, not too much, but some. I would go down for all the formals and things in Austin. So then he gave me his fraternity pin, which was engaged to be engaged, you know. Then the summer after he graduated, we got engaged. Then we were married in August, 1947.
Yeah. What was Jack telling you his future was going to be?
when he graduated, he thought, well, maybe he would like to go to med school. He always had problems with his eyes, and he would like to go to med school. And I said, well, okay, I'll teach school, and we'll make it somehow. I said, but I want to tell you one thing. Nobody ever died of a broken heart, and I'm not going to sit in Vernon waiting. And that was it.
So then what happened?
We were married.
You took charge. Where did you get married?
In Wichita Falls.
What memory stands out from your wedding day?
Well, it was kind of a family tradition. Both my sisters married in the same hotel. We had the same florist, the same lady that sang at their wedding sang at mine. And there was a rabbi in Wichita Falls. In fact, someone here tonight was at my wedding, Dave Sylvan.
Wow.
And Barry Davis, he was in the corner crying because his dad had just come back from the war and was dancing with his mother. he was really upset.
And we point out that he's in the audience as well.
Yes.